pay tesh on the base, about to top. And I in Shikoshim Loshin Shel Zahuris. The Mishnah says that they tied a piece of wool that was red on the horns of the Sira Mishtaleah, and they would turn white. Originally, they put it on the ulam, and then they changed it and put it on the horns of the Sira Mishtaleah, and they took it and divided it into two. Half went on the horn, and half went on a rock. So if the whole thing was on the rock, it may turn white before he threw the animal down, and he would forget to throw the animal down. And since it was divided, it wouldn't turn white until the animal was thrown and both parts turned white. And if he only put it on the animal, then it was possible that the animal would fall in such a way he wouldn't be able to see it. So this way he was able to see if it turned white, but it wouldn't turn white until the animal was already thrown off the cliff. So how do you know you do that? It says, what's it called? If your sins will be like red, crimson, they'll turn to be white like snow. So that's the hint, to put something red that should turn white. Kashonim, kishonim iboyalei. Why does it say kashonim? It says, what's it called? Kashelik. It doesn't say kishlogim. It doesn't say the plural in the end of the sentence. Why the plural in the beginning? Omer Yitzchok, Omer LaMakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Im yuchat ha'eichim kashonim halalu, shesduro, subals, misheshes, meberashes. Even if your sins are as many as the days from the beginning of the world. And the Maral says that a sin that you do once in a while, it doesn't show that that's what you are. But if you do it constantly, then it shows that that's your character. So it's even a worse sin. So even if your sins are as numerous and as kavua as from beginning of the world till now, still they'll turn white. In other words, the tshuva will still help, no matter how serious and how many and the kavua the sins are. Rashi, kashoni mivoyele dumi de kashelit loksiv kishlagim. It doesn't say like snows; it says like snow. So why does it say kashonim in the plural? So shonim should be read like years, even if these sins are years and years long. Dorash Rava, my deceive lechuna v'nivachecha yomer Hashem. Lechuna bona. So God says, go and be rebuked. You should come and be rebuked. Because they're being rebuked by the Rabbanu Shalom. So what's lechuna? Yomer Hashem. Omer Hashem. Ibayalei. What's it? Yomer Hashem. The future. You should say Omer Hashem. Bona v'nivachecha Omer Hashem. That's what it should have said. So why does it say in the future Yomer Hashem? And why does it say lechuna? Omer Hashem Iboyalei. Lo asid lava yomer lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Lechuna etz lavo seichem v'yochichu eschem. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Klal Yisrael, go to your forefathers and let them rebuke you for the sins that you did. And that's good for you because a father has rachmanis on his children. And they'll rebuke you in a positive way. The yomer lefanev. And Klal Yisrael will say, Ribbono Shel Olam, etzel mi nelech? Who should we go to? Etz Avraham? You want us to go to Avram, he should rebuke us. Shomartelo Yodoa Teda Velo Bikesh Rachim Olenu. God foresaw that that Klal Yisrael were going to be slaves in Egypt, and he foretold it to Avram Avinu, and he didn't even daven for them. That maybe that the decree should be averted. Eitzel Yitzchok Shabirich Eseso Bahaya Kasher Torid Velo Bikesh Rachim Olenu. We should go to Yitzchok, who blessed Esau, and that when we're down and not doing mitzvahs, then what's it called? He'll break his yoke, our yoke from above him, and he'll be able to do us harm. And Yitzchok didn't ask for rachamim, gave Esau that bracha. It's Yaakov shomartu anochi eridim chametzrayim v'lo bikesh rachamim aleinu. Maybe we should go to Yaakov, who the Rabbanu Shalom said that he has to go into Golus. And he didn't daven that Klal Yisrael should avert the Golus. So Eitzel Minelech, Achshav Yomer Hashem. So let's call. Let the Rabbanu Shalom rebuke us. Omer LaMekadosh Baruch Hu Hove Talisim Atzmechem Di. Since you made yourselves dependent on me, and on no one else, im yuchatoichim kashonim kashela gelbinu. Therefore, if your sins are red, they're going to turn white, right? Because you put your trust in me and not in anybody else, even the others. Rashi, erid imcha alcha gamalo, kan romas dalad golios. This pasuk is a remez to all the future golios, not just Mitzrayim. Gam ribuyahu, it says gam alo. Erid imcha Mitzrayimah elcha gam alo. So the, what's it called, the hint here to all of the Golios, which were basically started with Shibud Mitzrayim. Okay, let's go on. And the Marsha says that the Avos, what was the Rachamim that they could have asked? In, not in these cases, but in the case when they want to be rebuked by them, that Klal Yisrael were not worse than Beinonim. They had half and half. And the Rabban Shlom's Midav Rachamim is that he takes away one sin and tips the scales. Or he takes away the first of each kind of sin and doesn't count it. So they wanted to depend on the Rabban Shlom, who has those Midos, and the we see the Avos didn't have those Midos. They looked at everything the way that it was according to the Din. So they wanted to put themselves in the hands of the Rabban Shlom, who has these Midos HaRachamim, and wipes away some of the sins and tips the scales for the good. Omer Shmuel Nechmeni Omer Bionasam, Maidir Siv, Ki Ato Avinu, Ki Avrom Lo Yodanu, Vi Yisrael Lo Yakirenu, Ato Hashem Avinu, right, Goaleinu Me Olam Shemecha. What's this pasuk mean? You, Rabban Shlom, are our father. Avrom, we didn't know. Yisrael, we don't recognize. You are the Rabban Shlom, who is our eternal redeemer. Okay, so what's the pasuk mean? In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to Avram Avinu, your children sinned. And Avram is going to answer, let them be destroyed, wiped away, right, for the honor of your name, for the holiness of your name. Omar Yaakov, I'll tell Yaakov the same thing. He had the tzar of bringing up the Shvatim, not just one child, so maybe he'll have some more Rachmanis than Avram Avinu, who said they should be destroyed, wiped off the map. Efshe the boy Rachman, maybe he'll be Mavakish Rachman. The Rebbeinu was looking for somebody to respond by praying to him and asking for mercy. Omerle Bonecha Chatu. So he said to Yaakov the same thing. Your children sinned. That's the case. Let them be blotted out for the holiness of your name. The old people have no tam, and the little and the young ones have no eitzah. Right? The Avram is no good. He's the old man, and the young guy Yaakov also no good. So he went to Yitzchak Avinu. He said the same thing to him. What do you mean, my children sinned? They're not your children? When they put Nasa before Nishma, you called them Bnei Bechori Yisrael. Right? And even though that pasuk is way before Matan Torah, but it was said based on the fact that the Rabban Shalom knew they were going to Makabal the Torah and say Nasa v'Nishma. Now you're telling them it's my children, not your children. Right, when they're no good, they're my children. Right, they're your children too, Rabban Shlom. The old kamachatu. Right, how much should they sin? Kamash nosav shalada. How long is a person? How long should they sin? 70 years. Right, lifespan is 70 years. Dal estrim delo anashtu alai. First 20 years, they don't get punished. We'll see once again what that means. So you have 50 years left. Pashul chamishim, 50 years left. Dal chav hei delel yisa. At night they're sleeping, so they can't do sins when they're sleeping. So take off half the time from those, 50 years, that they're not sinning also, because they're sleeping. So at least 25 years. Parshalu chavhei. Dal tarte shreyopalga. Take away half of that, 12 and a half years. Did sluye umeichel udebeis hakise, right? They have to eat. They have to daven. They're not sinning when they're davening. They're not sinning when they're eating. They're not sinning when they're in the bathroom, right? So, partial tartisrei upalga, what's left? 12 and a half years. Out of a whole 70 years, how much sins could they have done? 12 and a half years worth. Imata sovelas kulam, if you'll take the and carry them all, right, all these sins, you'll forgive them and take the responsibility of all of them. Muta, fine. V'imlav palgolayu palgolecha. If not, I'll split it with you. I'll take the kapora for half of them, and you take kapora for half of them. V'imtim tzolomer kulam alai. And if you don't want that, you want me to take the responsibility for all of them. Ha'krivish nafshi kamoch. I already was willing to sacrifice myself to you. So I'm willing to take this on also. If you don't want to take half of it, I'll take the whole thing. The Omru, right, and that's when Klal Yisrael said, Ato Avinu. Omer Lahem, this is what Klal Yisrael said to Yitzchak, you are our father. Omer Lahem, Yitzchak, Atshatem, Kalsim Li. So he said, instead of praising me, Kilsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise the Rabban Hashem. Umachri Lahu Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinayu. And Yitzchak will point to the Rabban Shalom and say, why don't you praise him instead of praising me? Miyad Nosu Einem Lamorim, they'll pick up their eyes to heaven. The Omri Mato Hashem Avinu, you the Rabban Shalom are our father, for Aleinu Mi'olam Shemecha. That's Rashi. Yomer Hashem, we didn't notice this, Ata Amor HaTochacha U'Becho Anu Toli. The phone from the Gemara before, that instead of the Avos saying the Tochacha, we don't trust them, you say the Tochacha, Rabban Shalom. Yimachu hol shechotu v'yizkad ha-shimcha ba'olam kishetas ha-din ba'ovrim al-dvorecha. So if Klal Yisrael sin, then it's a Kiddush Hashem, if they're punished. Otherwise, people say that people can sin and there's no punishment, so it's a Chilul Hashem. So if they sin, then let them be destroyed. And Marsha says that really, it wasn't clear what they meant, the Avos. Whether they meant Yimachu means let the sins be wiped away in order to sanctify your name, or let the Jewish people be wiped away to sanctify your name. It wasn't clear. That's what they said. We don't understand. We don't recognize what Avram and Yaakov are saying. So we'll leave them alone. We're not going to ask them to elaborate. And we're going to depend on Yitzchak. Karan lohem b'ni b'chori Yisrael. Shoy goli lefanecha shim asidim lomer lefanecha b'sinai nasa v'nishma. You knew that they were going to say nasa v'nishma. Lekabel ulach, to accept your yoke, me'ava kebanim, like children, out of love. So you called them b'ni b'chori based on what you knew was going to be in the future. Gal estrim delo anashalahu, shekemotzinu b'dor hamidbar. Where do we see that for the 20, until you're 20, you don't get punished by the dor hamidbar? Shalo anash HaKadosh Baruch Hu elam ichav shanu lamala. That Rav Anashim didn't punish except people who were 20 years old when they left Mitzrayim. Only the people who were 20 got punished there. They said to Yitzchak, you're our father. No, don't look at me as your father, look at the Rabban Hashem as your father. Okay, let's just finish up to the Mishnah.
Why was Yitzchak different from the others?
So some say that Yitzchak was the Midas Hadin, even though normally the Midas Hadin is more strict. But when you go on strict just judgment, right, it's also not right to destroy them. Al Kiddush Hashem, they don't deserve that either. So the other avos, they were chesed and emes or whatever. So al Kiddush Hashem, right, there's a big chesed to the world that the Jewish people should be destroyed in order to make a Kiddush Hashem, right? The emes is like that. But if you go with strict din, it's not fair to destroy them to make a Kiddush Hashem for other people. So Yitzchak, Yitzchak, who had Midas Hadin, he's the one who said that they should be forgiven.
There's so many halachot about eating and about going to the bathroom and all this stuff. Why
yeah, he's talking about serious aveiros, like about Zora or Gili Arayas. That they can't do very nice. The Shal Shalosh Barzo, Kederach Kol HaGolim, Sherei Al Pig Zeres Golos Yored L'Shom. I'm going to get it again. Let's finish up to the Mishnah. Omer Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochan, Roy Hoy Yaakov Avinu Leiru LeMitzrayim B'Shal Shalosh Shal Barzo, Ela Sheschuso Gormalo. Right, really, the Gzeira was given that they have to go into Mitzrayim, to Golus Mitzrayim. And if it was necessary to be Mekayim that Gzeira, Yaakov Avinu should have gone down in chains to Mitzrayim. Should have been dragged down into chains, into Golus. That's normally how you go into Golus. But since he had his Schus, the Rabban Shalolam made him go down in a much better way. He was drawn down because Yosef was there. He went to see Yosef. So the way that he got down to Mitzrayim, the trigger for the Golus was a nice trigger. Tichsiv v'chavlei odam am shachem. I'll pull him down with the ropes of human beings. Ba'avosos ava, with ropes of love. Ve'ei Elohem k'merimei ol alichayehem ve'ot elov ochil. And then I'll put the yoke on their shoulders, the yoke of Golus. Rashi. Mishal Shalosh Barzel, yeah. Kederach kol ha-golim. Like everybody goes into golus. They're dragged down with chains. Shari al-pik zeres golus yoreh l'shon. That's why he went to fulfill that decree. B'chavli adam b'shvil chibas ha-adam. He'll be pulled as if with chains of people. The people, somebody, will drag him down there. Mishachtim l'mitzrayim. That's how he'll be brought down to Mitzrayim. B'chavolim v'lo b'shal shalos. With strings, hard strings, not with chains. Kimarine ol alechayayim ka'adam asovel mesayel lebehemto lohoim ula me'al tzavora b'levachim u'makis. Like somebody who helps the animal bear the pain of the yoke by putting various things to make it easier. So too, the Rabban Shem made it easier for us to bear the yoke of Golus Mitzrayim, by bringing Yaakov Avinu there in a sweet way and not in chains. The author lev ochil, he tasi lechem koach lehochilas avodas apera. And by that, they had the power to withstand the terrible work that they had to do over the 210 years, because they saw that the Rabban Shem was there and was had mercy on them, and that even during the Golus or whatever, obviously it was for their good. Because they saw the way they were brought down, similar by Yosef. Yosef himself was brought down to Mitzrayim, in a way that the Rabban Shem showed him that he was doing him, he was still with him, he didn't abandon him. Because he had the perfume was there instead of the foul-smelling things, even though it didn't make too much of a difference to Yosef what he was smelling when he was being dragged to Mitzrayim, but it showed that the Rabban Shem didn't abandon him. So it made it easier to suffer the gullus that he had to be in. Okay, just says over here that the person's not punished till he's 12, till he's 20. So the Chacham Tzvi has a long tshuva on this. First of all, they ask, how's that chayev? The only chayev achatas on something that you're chayev koris. And if you're not chayev koris till you're 20, how do you bring a korban chatas till you're 20? And that's shul not halach. So that, they answer, doesn't mean that what's it called, that you only chayev achatas if you're chayev koris. You're chayev achatas for things, the kinds of things that if you would be chayev koris, you'd be chayev koris on. It's a type of aveira. It's not that you have to be chayev koris. So that's not really a question. But the Chacham Tzvi says, it doesn't mean that always a person isn't punished till he's 20. Just we find by the Midbar that they weren't punished till they were 20. So it's possible that sometimes the Rabban Shem won't punish a person till he's 20. So Yitzchak said, since sometimes people aren't punished till they're 20, let's take 20 years off and not count them all together. The Chassam Sofer says, you can't be somech on this lahalacha, it's only a divrei agada. So really, till 20, a person's, what's it called, chayiv koris also. Others say that it means you don't get a punishment in Olam Hazeh, but the punishment in Olam Haba you get for those aveiros you did till you're 20, right? It's just that you don't get the, like in the Midbar, they weren't punished in this world, but in the next world, you are punished. And even Lachar Misa. Others say that it means that Rabban Shem waits till you're 20. If you do tshuva, so he doesn't punish you. He doesn't punish you till you're 20 for the things you did till you're 20. So you won't get punished, right, for the things up until the time you're 20. At the time that you're 20, the Rabban Shem then sees if you did tshuva, fine. If you didn't do tshuva, then he punishes you for all the things you did till 20, after 20. So you don't get away with it. Some say that what's called Tzitz Eliezer says that makes the Gemara that says that up until a person's 20, the Rabban Shem waits for him to get married, and if he doesn't get married by 20, then he starts punishing him. Fits in with this Gemara, and it applies not only to marriage; it applies to everything. The Mariba Son says, based on this, that a person doesn't get punished min hashamayim till he's 20. The Bezin Shel Mala doesn't punish him till he's 20. So a ger who's nisgayer is like a newborn person. So for the first 20 years after his geiris, he also doesn't get punished by Bezin Shel Mala, but whatever that means. So an interesting thing, two interesting things. One, I forgot who says it, but it comes out the Iker Onish of a person is for 12 and a half years. Okay? That's the amount that a person gets punished in this world for 12 and a half years. Because every after you subtract all the things that he couldn't have done serious aveiras, 12 and a half years he could have done serious aveiras. So in the Yom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. The Yom of what's it called, the lifetime of a person is 70 years. If you make the calculation of how much 12 and a half years would be in the what's it called in the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, 1,000 years, so 12 and a half years would come out in the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be 18 minutes. And that's the amount that it takes to make chametz, 18 minutes. Because the amount of sin in a person's life is the same thing as the amount of sin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day, and that's the significance of 18 minutes. And the Yeshuas Yaakov says also an interesting thing. He says like this, comes out that a person who eats L'Shem Shamayim, right, so he only doesn't have those extra, what's it called, years taken off, because those are L'Shem Mitzvah for him. So it comes out that basically, how much mitzvahs? Mitzvahs also. A person's busy with all the other things he's doing. He's sleeping, he's going to the bathroom or whatever, so doesn't have a chance to do mitzvahs either, except 12 and a half years. Except there's an extra 5 years for somebody who eats L'Shem Shamayim. Now, if you eat L'Shem Shamayim, you do all the things that you have to do L'Shem Shamayim, you get schar for those mitzvahs too. So it comes out, you have another, you have 17 and a half years. In other words, it comes like this. Let's do the cheshbon. He says that, basically a person has mitzvahs to do 18 years out of his 70. Why? Because first of all, you count it from birth, not from 20. For saveiros, you don't get punished till you're 20. Mitzvahs, you get rewarded right away. So for mitzvahs, you count from birth. So you have 70 years. Take off half for for nights. So that doesn't count. So that's 35 years. Then take off another half for achila and shtia. That's 17 and a half years. Okay? So now you have basically 17 and a half, 18 years to out of 70 to get mitzvahs. But somebody who in those 18 years does everything L'Shem Shamayim, so he is as if he's 70 years old. Because he has as many mitzvahs in those 18 years as a normal person would have in 70 years who doesn't do everything L'Shem Shamayim. So that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. Hari ani kaven shivim shanoi. He was 18 years. And was like he was 70. Because since he did everything, L'Shem Shamayim, in those 18 years, he had what a normal person would have in his 70 years of mitzvahs. Okay. So it's a Mishnah. Yeah. Hamotzi Eitzim Kedei Levashel Be'yakala. Back to the Shiurim of carrying. If you carry out wood, that you have made enough wood to cook a chicken egg, which is a Be'yakala, not to cook the whole thing, but to cook one grogris of a chicken egg. Tavlin, kedei latabil beyakala. Spices, enough to spice an egg. Umitztarifim zen zen. All spices, are mitztarif. They add one to the other, that if the sum total of them have that amount, even though you don't have that amount from any one of them, right, you're also chayiv. Klipi agozim, klipi rimonim, istim, upua, kedei l'tzboa, v'hen beged cotton, pishvacha. All these things are things that you make dyes out of them, and you need enough of them to dye a small beged, which is pishvacha, on the net that a woman wears on her hair. They put a piece of material along the top. Enough to dye that piece of material, that's how much you have to take out to be chayav achatus for these dyes. Mei raglayim neser uboris kamulya v'ashlag kedei lechabes beged cotton. These things, mei raglayim, neser, boris, kamulya, and ashlag are all things for cleaning. They're cleaning agents. So you need enough to clean a small beged. What's a small beged? Pisvacha. Same thing. That piece of material that goes over the forehead of a woman connected to the net that she wears on her hair. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer kedei lahavir sakesem. No, you need enough to take away a stain of blood. These things you can test to see if something is damnida or not by using these things in a certain way, the Gemara says. Right, one thing after the other, there's seven different things, and you put them in the right order, and if it's blood, it doesn't go away. If it's not blood, it goes away. Okay. Rashi, what?
If it's blood, then it's not damnida. We learned once that damnida is not in the circulation of the blood.
No, it's something else. It's not blood. With blood, you can't tell if it's a dam nid or not. But if it's there's other stains, other things. Okay, beyakala kvar mefurish is a beitzas tarnigoles shikala levashel. Beyakala means an egg that's easy to cook, which is a chicken's egg. The lobashir called beyashuru, it's a grogris from beyakala. They don't have to cook the whole egg, just a grogris from it. Umitstarfin kol mine tavlin zemzeh, all different kinds of spices can accumulate together to make the shir. Klipe agozim, hagdeil al gabi aklipa ba'odin lachim. Right, this is a klipe, this is what grows on the shell of a nut while it's still fresh and moist. That's what you use for a dye. Sitim krup, some kind of dye. Pua vertzna. Pis svacha, barosh ha-svacha, on the top of the net, shasav b'kliya nosim matbeged. The net, you put a piece of material to hold it together. Neser min adama shekarin nitra. Neser is, nitra is, I think, what's it called? Like saltpeter. That's, and kamulya v'ashlag, we're more important. We're going to explain what kamulya and ashlag are. Es hakesem shel dam nida. She'elu hasamonim avirim ala kesem shel dam nida v'beged l'taharo. These things, you, what's it called, pass over. You wash it with these things over the kesem l'dam to be matayr. It takes out the kesem. It also, what's it called, is an indicator whether it's dam nida or not. See Gemara, Tanina Chadazimna. We learned this already. That if carry out wood, it's enough wood to cook an egg. Kana kedei lasos kumas. We learned before that if you carry out a reed, which is wood, it's enough to make a kumas, a pen. Imhoya av, but if it was too thick for a pen, omarusis or was crushed kedei lavashel beyakala, then it's regular wood. It's not wood that's fit to make a pen out of. And if you can't make a pen out of it, it's regular wood. And the shear of regular wood is to cook an egg. So why do you have to tell me again in this Mishnah that the shear of wood is to cook an egg? Samara says, Beyakala shebebeitzim trufa nesuna beilfas, that's the shear, right? In order to cook a grogris of an easy egg, a chicken egg, which is, what's it called, scrambled in a pan, in a frying pan. Mao the same, ohasim dulo chazi lamide. That's over there where it's completely crushed, so you can't use it for anything. So therefore, since you can't use it for anything else, the only thing you use it for is burning. Then, what's it called, it's enough to cook an egg. Avo etzim, but regular wood, which isn't crushed, the chazul bekocha daklida, which you could use as a tooth in a lock, so a very small amount may be your chayiv. Afilu kol shehu kamashmala, no, that has to be the amount to be able to cook something with, and the fact that it can be used for a tooth of a lock isn't choshev enough to be a shear to be chayiv. Rashi, hasam hu dekulmas marusas lo chazi lamidi el lasaka. Since it's what's it called a reed that is crushed, it's not fit for anything except burning. Kocha daklida shein shel mafteach, the tooth of the lock, the teeth of the lock. And that's a small little thing. Okay. Tavlin kedei latabel beitzakala v'raminu tavlin shnayim v'gimel shemos mimin echad. We learned that if you have different spices, two or three different spices that have different names, Rashi learns names, Beis v'Gimel Shemos, that they're different spices. Pilpilavan, Shachar, V'Aruch, right? They're all, what's it called, pepper, but there's white pepper, black pepper, right? Long peppers, right? Afilu min Gimel Minim, V'Heim Shel Isser, Osir im tiblu bohem esakder. Even though there are three different names, or three different kinds of spices, right? Still, they what's it called? They're mitzarif together. The Omar Chizkia, the mine masika shanu. They have to have something in common that they're all things that put taste into what's it called? Into the food. But if they don't have that in common, they're not things that give a sweet taste into the food. They don't have anything in common. Then a hover uilam masik kedera. Time of the chazal masik kedera. The only reason that they're mitzaref, that you count them together, is because they have a similar function. Even though they have different names and a different meaning, but they have the same function. Then they're mitzaref. Right? Ha lav hachilo. But stam spices that don't have the same function, that don't put the same taste in are not, what's it called, not mitzaret. It's talking in the Mishnah where they have the same function, where they're fit to put a little, what's it called, sweetness into the food. Rashi. Mitzarfim l'tavlo, im ein b'chol echad k'dei l'tavlo v'nitzarfu v'tiblu. They're all mitzarif. If they each one by itself doesn't have a shear, and but together they have a shear, they're mitzarif. Omer Chizki, yohadik tani mitzarifin. Chizki said, that which, that they're mitzarif, that they are counted together, v'minei mesikas kinon, shekula minei mesikas k'deira. They're all things that have the same function. They give a sweetness into the dish. Aval min acher ein mitzarif, but something that doesn't have that same function is not mitzarif. Umasnisim lo matlig, and our mission doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any qualification that it has to be something with the same function. Smara says no. Enochanami, the mission is talking in that kind of case where it has the same function. Tosfos says that shnayim shemos means different isurim, right? Orla, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Orla kilay akerem. Ashera iranidachas, that's called gimel shemos, right? Not the three different kinds of vegetable or of spice, but three different kinds of isurim.